The big one is Ben. The skinny one is Skin. And the topic is hoops. It's the Mavs postgame show, live from the old number 7 club inside the AAC after every Mavs home game on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
4:34 here on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket, with the hard line, where it is time for us now to stop down for a little bit of
entertainment news for you.
It's brought to you by Texas Tickets at 214-696-8001. If it takes a ticket, call Texas Tickets. Many noteworthy shows and games coming up. The Little Mavericks and Detroit tomorrow. Bill Gaither will be rolling into the AAC. Now, he is a favorite of Black and Sherrod, Grego.
Yes.
Who's that?
I think he's a gospel guy of some kind.
Like some kind of evangelist.
He's not a singer?
No, he's a singer. It's like...
I thought he was like a...
Reverend?
No, I don't think so. I think it's like a gospel music, kind of like the...
He can fill the AAC?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. He can.
Wow.
And also, David Copperfield, the well-known magician.
It's an illusion. That's him,
right.
No, that's Doug Henning.
Oh.
214-696-8001. Texas Tickets with great seats for these and every other show, every other game. If you want to go to something, Texas Tickets can hook you up. If it takes a ticket, call Texas Tickets. So let's say we get a little flashlight going here. Step inside the Copenhagen room and let's say hello to the most racist, over-the-top personality, soon to be headed for many three-dog nights. Here is Cobra. Hello, Cobra.
Hello, Michael. Sad day in the world of Hollywood, especially for one man, that man being Adam Sandler. As he has had to say goodbye to the best man in his wedding.
Chris Farley?
His dog, Meatball.
Oh.
His dog?
His 4-year-old bulldog, Meatball, had a heart attack and died at the age of 4.
Oh,
best man in his wedding.
That's good.
I like that.
I know.
I think that's cool.
He got him a custom-made tuxedo, and he was standing there right next to him the whole time.
Behaving himself?
Yeah, didn't do anything. Just sat there.
Oh, he had some kind of little compartment where he carried the ring.
Yep. Of course, we're speaking of Sandler's summer wedding to Jackie Titwan.
Huh. Who?
Jackie Titwan. T-I-T-O-N-E.
Might be Titone.
Or Titone.
Or Titone. I guarantee it's not pronounced the way you pronounce it.
Or Titwan.
Now, Meatball's father, who Sandler also owned, was named Mr. Beefy.
Great name.
Mr. Beefy. Oh, that's
very
great.
Very amused by that, aren't you?
I am. Mr. Beefy.
God.
Poor Adam Sandler.
Listen to that cackle.
I know. You know he's got to be tore up.
He took that dog everywhere.
I know.
Everywhere.
I know. You know, why is it that that's okay, but it drives me nuts to see, like, Liz Taylor, let's just throw her out there, carry around her little Pomeranian or her little Shih Tzu on her shoulder wherever she goes.
What?
Or they and carry it's got it around bows in that dog purse.
And it, yeah, and it's named like Princess. Paris Hilton does the same thing.
Bitch.
Why does that make me nauseous?
It shouldn't.
It does, though, man.
It shouldn't.
Let's watch it back there a little bit, okay?
But it's okay for Adam Sandler. Maybe it's because of those dogs. I'm just not a fan of those.
A little bit of yappers?
Yeah.
I don't think Legally Blonde. You know, she carried hers around everywhere.
Same thing, yeah.
A dog should be a dog.
Yeah. Not a toy.
No.
And that's what those things are to those people. It's toys.
Right.
And props. And accessories. I mean, they have dogs that match handbags.
Right.
And vice versa.
That's what they did in Legally Blonde. I mean, that dog would always wear the matching outfit that Reese Witherspoon was wearing. That is pretty funny.
So it is a sad day for
Adam
Sandler.
Sometimes the girls will put a sweater on Digger. She hates it.
Yeah.
Dogs hate that. When I go to Colorado and it's like below zero, always want to put, because I've got like one of those sweaters on Clyde. I mean, it's cold.
Yeah.
And she hates it. She'd just rather go naked.
They got some kind of little booties that they put on her, too. She
what?
Hates that.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Well,
they trick up Digger?
Yeah, they trick up Digger. It's awful.
Poor dog.
That's what I tell them, man. You guys are driving that poor dog crazy.
Love you, Daddy.
And you know what? That stuff ain't cheap.
No.
Sweaters and booties and all that crap.
You know, I thought it was just good for Clyde to be up there when it's snowing and it's, you know, 2 degrees.
She doesn't dig it, does she?
I thought I was being a responsible dog owner by, you know, when I take her out or take her into town or something, walking around, to have it where she was warm. She'd rather just go naked.
Yeah.
She'd rather just wear a little bandana.
My wife was talking the other day. She seems to think it's unfortunate that our dogs are going to go through life without having sex.
They don't miss it. They don't. It doesn't occur to them.
Got me thinking, though.
Don't you wish you were that way?
Yes.
Yeah, it's overrated anyway.
Do you know how much better your life would be
if there wasn't sex?
Yes.
Snake.
How much more productive you would be?
Yeah. And it'd save you a lot of money.
You're ruled by your
private.
Would
you date or anything?
No.
No reason to.
No.
Hey, why do you date?
Would you hang out? Would you? If we just reproduced and women just had kids when they turned 20, bang, they had a kid automatically, but there was no sex whatsoever, would we even hang out with girls?
No. Not at all.
No.
And there was no attraction to them from the physical standpoint. Would we even hang out with them?
No.
Or would they hang out with us?
They wouldn't. Why would they?
Why would they?
Get away from other bitchy girls. They'd love hanging around guys.
They'd be as disgusted with us as we were them. It'd be a better world.
Boy, it would. Things would be so much easier.
If they just laid an egg.
I wouldn't
at 20.
Look at these girls over here and think bad things, you know? These
Naughty
desperado
thoughts.
Dancers. Yeah. I mean, you're very pretty, you know? And I would like to hang out with you in a way that you would not like to hang out with me, I'm sure. You know? But
yeah, Cobra's looking at you and he's thinking just one thing.
Right.
He's seeing that.
But you're looking at me thinking.
Like in the cartoons, you know? They always see the ham hock when they're hungry.
Everybody turns into a ham.
Yeah.
Stop it. And they look at me and they think, eh, whatever, dude. You know?
But if there was no...
Yeah, then I'd just go over and high-five them and that'd be the end of it. I would never talk to them. And I wouldn't look at them lovingly like I'm doing now.
So I think the dogs...
Oh, you're looking at them wantonly.
I think the dogs that are fixed, I think that's the way it is. I may go get fixed.
You're going to go get fixed?
What would you have to do? They just cut off your...
Yeah, just lop them off.
And then are you... Automatically, you're not interested if that happens?
I don't know how that works.
I mean, you have to retrain your brain. I mean, it's not just
down
there.
But isn't that what they do? Isn't there like that chemical castration? Can't they do that? Isn't that what they do to sex offenders?
I think so.
Where they don't have the urges?
Mm-hmm.
Not a bad way to go.
Maybe they should just start putting that in the water.
Mm-hmm.
Well, we'll continue to track that story as it further develops. There was a horrible accident on the David Letterman show yesterday. Did you guys hear about this?
Yes.
It was wacky, man.
I didn't.
I did not.
Will you tell me?
They had a pro snowboarder on the show, an X Games competitor. Her name was Tara DeKides, nicknamed the Terrorizer. Get it, Tara?
Yeah.
Well, they had one of those half pipes. You know, everybody's seen those half pipes that those snowboarders go up and down. They had one of those set up.
So like Brad LaRock's kid?
Do we even need to go on after that?
A half pipe.
Yeah, good makeup.
Yeah.
God.
Way to go.
Wow. Man.
That was awful, Danny.
And the thing is...
It was better than Three Dog Night.
No, I wasn't.
The thing is, no listener even understands that.
No, they don't.
You're right.
There's like five people out there, and they all work for the station. We get that. Well, anyway...
Now, after that, we're going to be lucky if we have five people, anybody listening.
I know. So she's doing her little half-pipe routine, and there's this one particular jump she's trying to execute. And I don't really understand this. I have to see the video, but supposedly she fell, I guess, off the other side of the half-pipe 25 feet.
Really?
It's set up in downtown New York.
Yeah, and landed on her head.
Oh, dear.
Killed her? On the pavement.
Yeah, they showed a replay a second ago. It was pretty gruesome. Killed her? I don't think it killed her.
No, she's alive. She's fine. Matter of fact, she said, the only thing I'm pissed off about is the French judge gave me a 5-6.
Because we...
That's kind of funny.
Where she started, it looked like those slalom jumps where the skiers are way up there.
Yeah.
Those huge skis. It looked like she was not as high up as they are, obviously, but she had a good depth to go down.
Well, it says, according to witnesses, Dekides could see she wasn't going to make it and yelled, O.S., as she veered off the side.
But you know what? Those ex-gamers, you can't hurt them.
No.
Those are some of the toughest people in the world.
They said that she suffered a large gash to the back of her head. Dave called off the show completely. They didn't do the show last night. They ran a rerun.
Really?
Yes. He hung out with her at the hospital.
How big was the gash?
What?
It's a legitimate question. How many stitches did she need?
It didn't say.
That's not what he meant.
Well, Dave went to the hospital. Did he see the gash?
I'm sure he saw the gash, yes. Anybody else? Anyone else?
Anybody else got any gash jokes?
I'm not participating in this.
But, yeah, Dave Letterman, he calls the show off, and then he goes and hangs out with her at the hospital. Pretty cool.
Nice.
You know? Dave Letterman's a good man. He's an honest man.
Won't screw you around.
No, he won't screw you around. There's a story.
You know, skiing and all those, they're getting out of control.
I know. There's only so much you can do.
I mean, you ever watch any of the X Games?
Yeah.
Where they do that motorcycle stuff?
Yeah.
It's just ridiculous.
Motorcycles weren't meant for snow. Just leave those on the dirt.
I agree.
Just go for snowboards and skis, and that's fine. Maybe an inner tube or two.
I saw the other guy on a motorcycle did a double flip.
Did you read or hear what that guy said on live TV? One of those stoner snowboarders won a medal. And some other snowboarder was a reporter, and he walks up to interview him. He was like, hey, man, talk about your run. He was like, oh, man, I was doing this. And then it's like, oh, S. And then he stops. He was like, wait a minute, I can't say S. Oh, well, F it. Yeah, I thought it was funny. That was very funny.
They could care less whether they on live TV, whether they're being interviewed, whether they won a gold medal or not. The only thing they care about is getting right back on that mountain and trying a new trick.
Yeah,
testing out their new bomb.
Their 6-foot graphics that they bought at a reasonable price. There's a story that one of my E-News correspondents, Dan Paul, has been tracking throughout the day. I have an older story, but I'm going to let Dan update us on the real story. This has to do with J.C. Chassez of Backstreet Boys or NSYNC?
NSYNC.
Of NSYNC being yanked from singing the national anthem at the Pro Bowl.
Actually, he was scheduled to do the halftime show to perform a song at the halftime show at the Pro Bowl called Some Girls Dance with Women. He was yanked, and then they insisted...
Because of the Janet Jackson incident,
right.
He was yanked.
Obviously. And his association with Timberlake.
Now, this is Jay-Z, right?
J.C.
J.C.
Run-DMC.
Well,
Chris.
They then asked him to sing the national anthem, and he basically told them to shove it.
I don't blame him.
He said, no thank you.
You know, like it's going to happen again.
Right.
Like someone's going to follow it up next week.
All right, here's what I want to know. You just had William Green. Kevin, come on here. You just had William Green indicted.
Hello, Greg, I've got you.
For assault. Where he stabbed somebody, right?
William Green,
his fiancée?
Jimmy and Jer, too.
He's a running back or something?
Yeah. So, Jimmy, Frito, Jer, let's say the NFL do something about that. If they're so embarrassed over a boob,
yeah,
then a guy that assaults somebody, let's see them take some action against one of their own players.
Right. One boob.
It was his fiancée that got charged with it. She stabbed him in the back. He didn't get charged with anything. She got charged
I thought he did.
Got charged with aggravated assault and domestic violence.
I back up on that one a little bit. But I stick with my same premise that the next time one of theirs gets in trouble, which they will, it's the off season, then I want to see the NFL do something about that.
Yeah, but the difference is they can't control what goes on in somebody's house. They can control what goes on in their own broadcast. They can prevent something like this from happening.
But that brings embarrassment.
But why do they need to take their frustrations out on JC when he did nothing? All he was going to do was perform his little dance at the halftime show, I'm sure, is extremely gay, too.
Because they've got to flex their muscle. They've got to show who's in charge.
Because he knows Justin Timberlake.
And look, they're kind of in an overreacting mode right now.
Listen how ridiculous this is. They wanted him to not sing his halftime show song, Some Girls Dance with Women. They asked him to change his song choice to Blowin' Me Up with Her Love. And this song contained the words horny and naughty, which Shaw said he would actually, he agreed to change those words. They later on just removed him completely and then said, hey, you mind singing the national anthem? He said no, and his statement's actually pretty funny. Says, while I agree the mishap at the Super Bowl was a huge mistake, the NFL's shallow effort to portray my music as sexually indecent brings to mind another era when innocent artists were smeared with a broad brush by insecure but powerful people. That's not the America I love, nor is this the NFL I love. I'll sing the national anthem anywhere, but not for this NFL. Clearly, he had also said the league's leadership clearly becomes so disoriented, it has reduced itself to bashing me and my music to divert attention from the fact that the NFL screwed up at the Super Bowl.
Well, when you're a guy as powerful as
J.C., this is not the America I love either, J.C. This is not the America I know.
How are they bashing him and his music? It's not bashing him and his music.
Yeah.
The NFL responded by saying, we're not going to debate him. We made our decision, and we're going to move on. And it's still unclear who's going to sing
the
national anthem.
We're going to keep on with our same hypocritical ways.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, it's a fascinating story, Danny. Thank you for unearthing that bit of...
I just printed it off because you forgot to.
Nonsense. Let's see. Do we have time for this?
No.
No, we don't.
All right. Very good. Take care, Snake.
Take care, Snake.
450 here on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket. And coming up next, let's say we get a little wireless going here and visit with a desperado man or dancer, as the case may be. We'll do that next here on The Ticket.